His name sounds like a piece of genetic code.
I'm John Stamatoianopoulos.
Stamatoianopoulos is a professor of genome sciences and one of seven international leaders of the ENCODE project, an encyclopedia of human DNA. And a reminder, DNA is the chemical inside every cell that determines what we inherit and what every cell does. John, the Human Genome Project showed that less than 2% of our DNA is actually genes. What do we know now about the other 98%?
What we now know is that those 20,000 or so genes are controlled by over 4 million switches that are encoded and spread around in the rest of the human genome sequence. What the work has exposed is that there is an incredible amount of information that is written in the rest of the human genome, and that's what's telling the genes what to do.
So what's an example we can visualize then of how turning genes on and off makes a difference?
It's kind of this orchestra of these genes turning on and off that form all of the body's tissues. And finally, when you get to be an adult, the genes that are switched on in a given cell and how strongly they're switched on, sort of how high their volume is set, is different.
How will this information be used? Will it improve human health? Will it explain certain mysteries?
Well, one of the remarkable things is that every disease category that we have looked at seems to intersect the control circuitry. Everything from diabetes to disorders of the immune system to psychiatric disorders to cancers. One of the important hopes here is that this will reinvigorate drug development that's built around the genome.
John Stamatoianopoulos is a genome scientist at the UW. His lab of about 40 people helped write a new map of human DNA, which was published in multiple scientific journals. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.